Good morning.
Good morning.
It is January 11th, 2024.
It is.
All right. We are ready to get started here on Elevate Your Day is what the whole program is called. And it's a combination of three things. And we're gonna kick it off here with what's going on in your world.
Well, I'm working on our program for tomorrow.
What program is that?
Our podcast.
Podcasting, yes, we're live tomorrow night. We had a lot of articles. You're writing articles, right?
I'm writing the articles, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So and it's going to be a pretty good episode.
We also were working on a website, though.
Yes. Yes, we're trying to finish up our Halberg & Us going live on their new look.
Auction and Realty Company there in Gearing.
Yes.
And then I am working on the scanner stuff. And the weather, a lot of weather going on, really cold temperatures all across the country, and especially up farther north, where there are some real wind chill issues. So that's new weather cams look, Wild Rascal weather cams, and new stuff on the scanner. So check out Panhandle Scanner on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But between the weather and our program, that's the main thing we have going on Thursdays. So the program lineup is something that kind of keeps our attention for the day. Why don't we go over what we're going to cover?
Sure. Healthy living. We're going to be talking about the SSRI epidemic.
Okay, most people probably don't know what that is. So we're going to check out what is an SSRI and why is there an epidemic. For those of you who know what an SSRI is or what they are, you need to really listen in to this episode. And then on Truman's Matrix, our second segment, we have The X-Files, Volume 9. And the account we're going to feature is Cat Turd. And that's a nickname, of course. This gentleman has been very popular on Twitter, now called X, and actually was interviewed by Tucker this past week. We had originally planned on him being the first X-Files volume, but we had some other issues that took precedent. And so now, finally, Volume 9, we're going to feature Cat Turd.
Yep. And then the ugly truth of the January 6th injustice.
Mm.
With a specific interview with one of the January 6th
prisoners. These people were totally unjustifiably punished and some of them jailed and even died in jail.
So ridiculous.
The ugly truth of the J6 injustice. And on segment 4, it's chapter 11 in our book, The Great Disappearance by Dr. David Jeremiah. It's going to be 5 other raptures.
Yeah.
I thought there was only one, but there are going to be 5 other raptures. You'll find out more if you don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm excited to read that chapter. I think that's going to be a good one.
Yes, join us as we read through chapter 11 tomorrow night. That'll be Friday night live at 9 to 11 p.m. Central. Right now it's Thursday, January 11th, and we're going to wrap up what's going on. We call it the buzz and move on into our daily devotional. So what do we have for our daily devotional?
Well, we are on day 4 of The Bridge with Xavier Pinedo.
That's right. We're continuing on with that. It's Check Yourself.
Yep.
Check Yourself. And we want to welcome to our live studio, God's Own. God's Own entered the live studio. Welcome, God's Own. Appreciate you listening live with us. Let's check this devotional out now. This is, like Andy said, Check Yourself from The Bridge. You saw me before I was born. In Psalms 139:16, it says, every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed.
Take a moment to evaluate where you are today. Perhaps you realize you are not where you had hoped to be. However, as you measure yourself, you will see how much you have achieved. The beauty of life is not found only in the greatest moments that may come our way, but also in the small details of every day. If we do not evaluate our days, we may miss the beautiful moments that silently waited there.
The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Psalms 37:23. Evaluation teaches us that a bad second is not a bad minute. A bad minute doesn't make a bad hour. A bad hour doesn't mean a bad day. A bad day is not a bad month. Bad month does not lead to a bad year. And a bad year does not mean you have to live a bad life. Despite everything you have faced in the past, walk onward and fix your sight on what's to come.
Right. No one can stop a person who walks with the conviction that life matters, that the future is secure. Because while there may be difficulties, they have the ability to keep moving even when everything is fighting against them. The ability to walk in spite of difficulty is called courage.
Courage. Jeremiah 29:11. We love this verse. I'm wearing this red shirt right now.
You are.
How about that? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Mm-hmm. That's from the NIV, and that is exactly what I'm wearing on this sweatshirt.
Yep.
How ironic and how proper. When you evaluate your life, you will realize that you are worth more than you thought you were. You're worth more than you can achieve, more than you thought you could achieve. You only need to carry into the future that which you desire there. Leave it in the past. The path to the future is a journey, and you need not carry a heavy burden.
Right.
When the past ceases to be heavy, you can walk through life freely. Ooh, feel so free. Let Jesus carry your burden. Nevertheless, you have survived 100% of the battles you have faced. And here you are, ready to fight again to reach the end of the path that leads to your promised land.
Yeah, just remember, you survived 100% of your battles. Evaluation gives us essential information, not only about our input, but also about our outcome. It's time to evaluate your footmark to know if you are walking towards your goal. I know we don't always like to evaluate, but it's the one way to But it's the only way to evaluate. Goals are not reached by mere desire. They're rewards to people who work hard and perspire.
The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway of your life. I will advise you and watch over you. In Psalm 32:8.
So, we've been talking about taking that step, even though it's scary.
Yep.
And today, we're actually saying, look at what you've already done to help motivate you in this new year.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really important concept, of course. We learned that. I think it's in Disc 8 or so in Tony Robbins' The Power series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an essential part of goal setting. If you never stop to measure and evaluate, you'll never be able to adjust.
Right.
And you'll just be living in, you know, it'll be insanity. Same old thing, over and over and over. All right. So, Lord, thank you for this devotional from our author today and for YouVersion and for giving us the ability to capture your word through the internet and be able to then transcribe it to others, Lord, to give it out there for the world to hear. Lord, we thank you for those who are listening within our reach, and we also thank you for this day. Help us to check ourselves as we look at our walk with you and constantly strive to be better.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right, it's just about time now to look back in time.
Yeah.
That's looking forward to the future because, like we said in our first segment, that we were talking about Dr. Jeremiah's book. That's looking forward to the future, which is actually the end of the world.
Yep.
Which they say, oh, well, it's not the end of the world. And you're right. It's not like it's the end of the world. What's so bad about the end of the world? The end of the world is the rapture.
Right.
Virtually for us. Right? And for those who trust and believe. So it's gone. So we're looking forward in our first segment. And we're looking forward tomorrow night to bringing that to you. But right now, it's time to look back. January 11th, 1838. The first telegraph message, Morse code, developed and demonstrated by Alfred Vail and Samuel Morse. They demonstrated it across a 2-mile line, and it was witnessed by a crowd of local civilians. But do you know what the first telegraph message said?
I don't know. Hello?
I think hello world should have been a good one.
Right?
But they thought of something a little more clever. A patient waiter is no loser.
Really?
Mm-hmm. On this day in history, 1838. And then in 1878, it was time for the milkman to come by.
Yes, home delivery of milk in glass bottles begins. Alexander Campbell Milk Company pioneered the home delivery in Brooklyn.
And we have some historic history here in the Senate in 1897.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie Hughes Cannon becomes the first woman state senator in the U.S.
Nice. 1920 was the first issue of Popular Mechanics. Or 1902.
Yeah, Popular Mechanics, it was the brainchild of Henry Windsor, who published a number of other trade magazines before hitting on Popular Mechanics.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And in 1922, insulin is used to treat diabetes for the first time.
1922, so diabetes has been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. The first dose caused a severe allergic reaction. The second dose resulted in elimination of the symptoms. Insulin would soon be widely used to treat diabetic patients.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is created in 1927 on this day.
Hmm. Louis Meyer, head of MGM. MGM, my origin, right? Mayer?
Mayer.
Yep. Announces the formation of the Academy in L.A.
Yep.
And in 1964, the Surgeon General tells us that smoking has negative effects.
Well, it took a while, a couple of centuries.
Millions of smokers quit in the years following the report's publication.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have on this day in history. Now, what are our national days before we close out?
Well, you know, it is National Morse Code Day.
National Morse Code Day. How appropriate. I think they're planning these things now.
Right. So, learn how to write your name in National Morse Code.
Yeah, good. Okay, so there is a chart you can keep on.
There is.
On the old search engines. There's also a National Child Trafficking Awareness Day.
It is. That's very important to us.
Yes, that is the most important day that we can think of right now, is an awareness of child trafficking, and especially the heinous crime of child sex trafficking. I don't know what is worse, you know, working a child to death or raping them to death, but in any case, it is despicable. And if you want to hear more about that ugly truth, we have a podcast on that on diggingdeepertv.com. Just mm-hmm. click on Podcast Central.
And it's also National Milk Day today.
Oh, but whole milk, real milk, not the homogenized, pasteurized stuff that they replaced.
Yeah, try raw milk.
Right, raw milk. That's what I'm talking about. And we have a report on that.
If you can't get a hold of raw milk, at least go for the A2. Whole milk. That's your second best bet. But the best for you is actually raw milk.
Much better. Go raw milk. Find a dairy that will sell you raw milk. And I think that's going to do it.
That is going to do it.
For this day in history and for Elevate Your Day, we hope we were able to elevate your day today. And thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.